This is not the activity of the divine. Creation is not the activity of the divine. This is the activity of the highest intellect. Which pours out of the nowhere or the ground of awareness. The activity of the divine is in mind. Now, I'm not teaching you that. I'm not even telling you that. As far as I'm concerned, we're a bunch of mates in the park. Mind is where you find everything. But you won't find God in mind. You'll just find messengers. You'll find guides. You'll find frequencies. Find birds singing this way. You'll find wind saying this way. You'll find rocks saying this way. All the elements say this way. Quietly, quietly. And everything naturally settles, heals, and returns to its original stateless state. Sometimes called purity, but that's loaded. Just back to what it is. This is full of grounded being aware. So, also what I'm pointing to is, if you want to call it the soul or the I, you might now begin to see, I'm not putting this in you, but the soul and I is the same thing. That you're seeking in some way the current of God. Current of God consciousness, the current of that. That's what you're seeking in everything that you do. It doesn't matter what you do, you're seeking the pure current of God. You're seeking source code. That's what you're seeking. And everything that reality is brought into the levels of intellect. I'm saying this one intellect, I'm saying there are many frequencies of that step down, otherwise creation could happen and the reverberation of the self realizing itself wouldn't take place. Then what you're seeking in everything that you do is that singularity of realization, which actually illumines the whole of creation already. But should that be realized here in this potentiality called I, that is no little thing. So there's levels of higher frequency that display their calling differently. There's levels of higher frequency that display the same calling that one has on this realm, but differently. Here, I would suggest it's so mixed and overshadowed by personalizing experience. Until it's not. Either in a single cell or within the whole collective. Because this is the realm of light and dark, otherwise three-dimensional forms could not exist. But when I say that, the light and dark is a movement of the whole. No, there's actually no polarity in it. That again is a level of intellect that sees it that way. So right now, a level of one is looking, and you're looking with the eye of that that makes this perceived to be three-dimensional shapes and forms. And also amongst that, the level of the intellect, that's just a collector of information. And that information is moving in all that I've just said. Also, just tiny little bit deeper, one begins to see that this appearing on the outside, as through, seen through the intellect of space, time, and duration, from the inside, it is entirely different. And the deeper you go, the more greater reality opens. And the more greater reality opens, the more transformation there is. In other words, shift of awareness, shift of meaning, shift of purpose, is there, if there still is a purpose, shift of identification, shift of life, shift of pattern. It just shifts, simply because when the light of awareness is knowing itself on any level of the intellect shifts and matches the light that's shining as awareness knowing itself. When awareness has not objectified itself, miracles happen. There seem to be miracles, but what a miracle is simply awareness, knowingly being aware of being aware, and things shift. Energies move, reshape themselves to the frequency, the highest frequency that's possible in that level of intellect. One is always called to deeper and higher. We've been looking at that. One is always called to deeper and higher. And when one has gone high, one will, as it were, without falling, come down for that high to have new form and life. It will seem that it's happened to somebody. The intellect gets very bored here. It will seem that it's happened to somebody. It's not happened to somebody. That's that level of intellect. This is why some very ancient teachings might just say, learn to surrender, learn to surrender, learn to surrender. It makes no sense to somebody that's in pain, that has not as yet maybe had the kind of pain they had to completely let go of. And in the letting go, they realize the deep.